playoffs have started in the Sask West Hockey League, SWHL, with all three series beginning this weekend. The 5-seed Macklin Mohawks and 4-seed Edam 3 Stars started their best-of-five series in Edam, with the home team winning 2-1 on January 30. Carson Pickett scored the lone goal of the first period, with the crowd needing to wait until the 15:24 mark of the second period for a goal of their own. That goal came off the stick of SWHL scoring champion Keegan Tyringer, with Tyringer scoring again in the third, on the power play. His second of the night turned out to be the game winner. Trevor Martin took the loss, stopping 33 of 35 shots, while Taryn Kaczorek stopped 25 of 26 shots in the win. In Game 2 of the series in Macklin on February 1, a very late surge gave the Three Stars a 6-3 win. Tyler Robertson, on the power play, and Cody Danberg traded goals in the opening frame. Connor Menagre would give Edam the 2-1 lead, but Spencer Bast and Cody McKinnon would score to give Macklin the 3-2 lead. Danberg would tie the game up at 3 after 40 minutes. The game would stay tied until the 1:40 mark, with Danberg's hat-trick goal giving Edam the 4-3 lead. Two shorthanded and empty net goals from Jordan Francou and Joel Blacquier sealed the victory. Taryn Kaczorek secured the win, stopping 29 of 32 shots, while Trevor Martin stopped 26 of 30 shots in the loss. In Game 3 on February 2, Macklin and Edam would lock horns again, with Edam completing the sweep with a 3-2 win. Tyler Robertson and Tyler Bear, on the power play, scored in the first to give Macklin the 2-0 lead. That held to the third period, where Brady Diebold and Jared Blacquier would score within a minute of each other to tie it up at 2. Joel Blacquier would score at the 10:43 mark to take the 3-2 lead, which ended up being the game winner. Trevor Martin stopped 39 of 42 shots in the loss, while Taryn Kaczorek secured the win, stopping 22 of 24 shots. The 3-seed Kindersley Clippers and 6-seed Bigger Nationals fired up their best-of-five series in Kindersley, with the Clippers taking the 4-2 victory on January 31. Marcus Bogoslavski opened the scoring at the midpoint of the first period. This 1-0 lead held until the 15:58 mark of the middle frame, thanks to Taylor Buxus's power play goal. The game would stay tied until the third period. Shane Nagum would score twice within 3 minutes, once on the power play to give Kindersley the 3-1 lead. Ryan Novikoski would cut the lead to 3-2, but a Johnny Calkins empty net goal would secure the win. Brett Matlock took the loss, stopping 42 of 45 shots, while Logan Drackett stopped 31 of 33 shots in the win. In Game 2 of the series, Bigger took it on the chin in an 8-3 loss to the same Clippers. Kindersley leads the series 2-0. Shane Nagum and Marcus Bogoslavski each scored for a 2-0 Clippers lead after 20 minutes. The visiting scoring parade continued into the second period, with Aiden Bangs and Jackson Georgette giving the Clippers the 4-0 lead before Brett Novak cut the lead to 4-1. Damon McKenzie and Jared Erickson extended the lead up to 6-1 after 40 minutes. Carson Grala would score on the power play for a 7-1 lead. Novak and Taylor Buxus would cut the deficit to 7-3. Kyle Donaldson would round out the scoring. Logan Drackett stopped 27 of 30 shots for the win, while Brett Matlock stopped 43 of 51 shots in the loss. The 2-seed Wilkie Outlaws and 7-seed Unity Miners kicked off their best-of-five series February 2, with the Outlaws blowing them out 15-2. Rory Gregoire, Derek Keller, Brett Boehm, Mitch Suchin, Mike Sittler, and Ryan Keller, 2, all scored for a commanding 7-0 lead after the first period. Rick C., Brock Harrison and Brett Skell would score for a 10-0 lead before Colby Ralston would break up the shutout. Carter Acton would score after that to cut the lead to 10-2. Ryan Keller's third of the night would open the lead back up to 9 after 40 minutes. The former Grand Rapids Griffin would add his fourth of the evening, with Suchin, Harrison and Rick C. piling on for the convincing win. Ryan Ruertz stopped 2 of 6 shots in 5:26 of playing time for the loss. Brett Vanderveer took over, stopping 39 of 50 shots in 54-34 of playing time. Jared Hurl stopped 30 of 32 shots in the win. Game 2 of this matchup was played February 4th night. Stats were unavailable at the time of publishing. In the senior C bracket, The Wilkie Outlaws hosted a shorthanded Outlook IceHawks squad from the Sask Valley Hockey League in Game 1 of their best-of-three North quarterfinal. The Outlaws won 14-3. Check the SWHL website for playoff and provincial updates.